find that you're going to be on.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Special report. Senate passes tax bill. I'm Christopher Cruz. In an early morning session, the Senate has voted to approve a sweeping tax reform bill. It's a major victory for President Trump and the Republicans. Correspondent Phil Mattingly says there's more work ahead before the bill can become law.
The next step will be both chambers will have to reconcile their bills, which do have significant differences in various parts, but the framework of the two is the same. And if you talk to Republican officials at the White House, in the Senate, and the House, they believe the Senate was by far the biggest hurdle. They are on the right path. It's only just a matter of time.
The president has said he wants to sign tax reform into law before Christmas. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill will be good for the economy.
I'm totally confident this is a revenue-neutral bill. I think it's going to be a revenue producer.
The bill would be the biggest change to American tax laws since the 1980s. Independent analysts say it would add another $1.4 trillion to the national debt. I'm Christopher Cruz. Presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner is reportedly the, quote, very senior member of the Trump presidential transition team who is referred to in court documents in the Michael Flynn plea deal. Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to lying to FBI agents about his meetings with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. More from national security correspondent Jim Sciutto.
According to prosecutors, Flynn communicated with senior members of the president's transition team about the conversations, and in at least one instance was directed by transition officials to reach out to Russia.
A federal judge in Texas has unsealed an arrest warrant for the Mexican man found not guilty this week of killing a woman on a pier in San Francisco. Jose Inez Garcia had been convicted in federal court of illegally reentering the U.S. and was on supervised release at the time the woman was murdered. This late word, Syrian state media report Israel has fired several surface-to-surface missiles near the capital, Damascus. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
It's Championship Saturday in college football with teams fighting for playoff spots.
Up first is the American Athletic Conference game featuring number 20 Memphis at number 14 UCF. After that, number 3 Oklahoma hosts number 11 TCU in the Big 12 championship game. Later in the afternoon, it's the SEC Championship featuring second-ranked Auburn against number 6 Georgia. And then there are three evening games. Number 25 Fresno State takes on unranked Boise State in the Mountain West Championship. Top-ranked Clemson hosts number 7 Miami in the ACC championship game. And finally, number 8 Ohio State is at 4th ranked and undefeated Wisconsin for the Big Ten championship. These games will go a long way in determining which four teams will move on to the college football playoffs at the end of the year. I'm John Stolness.
A source at NBC says the network is standing firm against paying Fired Today host Matt Lauer his salary. Lauer said to have earned as much as $25 million a year. He's reportedly demanding that NBC pay him through 2018. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome, but I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF by December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
For tonight, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies across East Tennessee. Patches of fog late, lows fall to 45 degrees. Then for Saturday, look for a partly sunny day, some spots of rain possible in the Smokies, highs around 63. Saturday night, scattered clouds down to 41. Then for Sunday, mostly sunny at 62. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist David Aldridge.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer and I want to thank you for waking up with us on this Saturday morning. Just glad that you're here, glad that it's the weekend and you're up early, hopefully enjoying a little cup of mocha java, maybe a little PG Tips tea with a little agave nectar, a little coconut milk, whatever your favorite warm beverage is. It's a beautiful day. When I drove in, my car said it was 50 degrees outside, so that's not too shabby, and it's going to be in the mid-60s today, so what a great day to celebrate. This is a good way to get started. We have a very unusual show today, and I'm so happy to have a guest here that we've never had before. His name is Steve Payne, and his company is called CFS. For those of you that are in the port business or the shipping business, that would might be considered to you to be called container freight station. But Steve Payne, he's here with me live today, and his company is called Containers for Sale. Containers for Sale. How cool is that? So we are here this morning to talk about how you may or may not be interested in taking a container and basically remodeling it into whatever your purpose is, whether it's a storage place in the back of your home on your property. Maybe it's an art studio, or maybe it's a full home. Well, Steve is here with me, and I want to thank you for being here, Steve. Thanks for driving in last night.
Thanks for having me.
Where's your location? You're located in?
We're in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
South Carolina, makes sense. Close to the ports.
Yeah.
Which we need to be, because to get a container, you want to have somebody that you know that looks at the container, knows that, structurally it's sound.
Yes.
And that it's going to operate properly and be able to be transported.
Yes.
You have quite a history. You're an engineer by trade.
Yes.
Right? An electrical or?
Mechanical.
Mechanical engineer. Okay. So you have a lot of expertise in looking at these things and figuring out if they're sturdy or not.
Yes.
Okay. So you inspect every one before you buy it?
Yeah, we do. We pick up cargo-worthy containers, so we already know the quality, but we still go over it once at the port. Okay. And then if there's something wrong with it, we can reject that container.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so it's kind of like looking at a marble slab. You can have it brought to you and look at it, so to speak. Do you walk through it?
Yeah, we will walk inside. That's the best way to check for leaks or holes.
Yeah.
Is to get inside, have someone close the door.
Yeah.
And you'll see a pinhole of light.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the basics of containers. Before we do that, I want to get our audience involved here. The number that you can call, because we are live with Steve Payne from Containers for Sale, is 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. If you have a question about shipping containers converted into living spaces, storage spaces, art studios, this is the time. This is the guy. One in a million that he would be here today. We're just very glad to have you here, Steve. All right. So let's talk about sizes, because that's relevant to the building or storage or whatever we're going to do.
Yes. They really, on the port, there's 20s and 40s. There's some 45-foot containers. Those are somewhat a little harder to find and harder to ship, too.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to have that little longer trailer and
stuff.
DOT,
that's going to throw everything kind of off.
DOT will get us on those ones. But with the two lengths, they're all 8 feet wide.
Okay.
They're 96 wide. They're 93 on the inside to measurement.
okay.
dimension.
Sure.
Because each wall is an inch and a half thick.
So the outside measurement is 8 feet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What about the height?
The 40-footers, you can get in a standard, which is 8.5 feet tall,
okay.
or a high cube, which is 9.5 feet tall.
Ooh.
The price is the same. I give everyone the high cube and the 40,
yeah.
unless they request the standard.
Yeah.
The 20-footers only really come in standard, 8.5 tall.
Mm.
There's some high cube 20s out there, but they're rare, and they're usually a good bit more than even a 40 high cube.
Oh, sure, because they're rare.
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Okay, so there's different grades of containers. That's important, because if we're going to use these to live in or work in or store things in, I would think that would be a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, we can get you what's called a single-use container or brand new, because they're all really made in China. So they use it one time to ship over here.
Okay.
And then, you know, we can get that brand new container.
Okay.
Mostly what everyone wants is just a nice cargo-worthy unit.
Talk about a one-time container. What's the difference between that and a cargo-worthy container?
Just the usage.
Is it thickness?
No. They're all exactly the same. Yeah.
Funny.
It's just newer.
Okay.
That's the only difference.
Okay. So more expensive, though.
Yeah, they're more expensive, yes.
Okay. All right. So different grades. But what about wind, watertight? Is a cargo-worthy container automatically water and wind tight?
Yes.
Okay.
Cargo worthy is automatically wind and water tight.
Mm.
And there's, I forget the spec on it, but that a cargo worthy container can't have any dent pushed in or out more than 2 inches.
Really?
Because of the structural integrity of the container when they stack them.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So you can get, sometimes I found just a box that was wind and water tight, mm-hmm. but didn't have the cargo worthy status, but it was a nice looking container, had a small dent in the corner or something like that.
Well, that's important though, because how tall are they stacking these on these ocean?
On the ships, can be eight tall.
Eight
tall. To 10, yeah.
Okay, so now we're talking up to 200 feet in the air. No, 10. Be 100 feet in the air.
Yeah, 100 feet.
Or actually 100 feet, but not... It goes into the hull of the ship.
Yeah. They go all the way to the
How deep is it below what we can see? Is it too deep?
That maybe? I'm not 100% sure. There's probably at least three down in the hull.
Wow, that's a lot.
These are big ships, yeah.
Yeah. Whew. And so what you see is only a portion of what that ship is carrying, actually carrying. Wow. All right. So then let's talk about... how secure they are and how durable they are, because I think this is metal, so do I have to keep painting it so it doesn't rust through? They're really thick.
Yeah, it's 12-gauge steel, so
is it?
Almost an eighth inch thick.
Wow.
The paint that's on them is extremely thick marine-grade paint, and we can paint them, but I don't ever suggest you strip all that paint off of there.
Okay.
Just paint over that.
Yeah.
Just clean it up. Paint over that.
Because that's good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if you put a coat of paint on these every decade, the thing will last you forever.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Okay. So what about locking it? As far as...
There's
a lock on the outside.
Yeah.
But if you're going to live in it...
Well, if you're going to live in it, we'd have to cut some doors in it, because the front doors on the container aren't accessible from the inside. So if someone locked you in there, you can't get out.
You can't really get out at all. There's no safety device?
No safety device, nothing on these things.
If you get stuck in there on that ship, you better yell loud, because you're traveling. Wow. Okay, so let's talk about delivery. I call you and say, Steve, I want a 20 by 40. Excuse me, I want a 20 foot long by, let's say I want a 40... And what do you call it, a high cube?
40 high cube, yeah.
40 high cube.
Yeah, they're all 8 feet wide.
Yeah. 20 feet wide would be a little difficult to get around. So, sorry, it's early. Let's talk about how you're going to get that from South Carolina to Knoxville.
Well, I've got some special trailers that tilt that are designed just for shipping containers.
So they're roll-offs.
Yeah, basically. Huh? I can pick the thing right up off the ground. We take it up here and back it in 5 minutes. You've got a container sitting there.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are you pretty good at placing them? Like, if I have a place I need it to be?
Yeah. We use four-wheel drive trucks. So getting up in the mountains, off-road,
yeah.
That's usually not a problem.
Okay.
We can put them in pretty tight spots.
Yeah, because you could have a mountain, you know, a space on the mountain somewhere, and you've got a lake and just this pristine spot, and you just want to drop it there.
Yeah.
Wow.
We can usually get it anywhere. And then they actually slide on the ground pretty easily.
Okay, do they have rollers on the bottom?
No, it's just the bottom's so big, there's not a whole lot of...
Nothing can stop it.
Yeah, nothing, you know, it sits on the ground. It'll slide fairly easy if you got a good surface. So, you know, if we can't get it right where you want, it's not hard to just bump it over.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. When we come back, we're going to talk about uses for shipping containers. And by the way, how am I going to set that up to receive that container? Well, you'll hear more about that when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tennessee balls are kind of a big deal around here. We got you covered with daily sports reports and the Ball Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I'm with Patrick Kaler of Kaler Landscaping. Wintertime is upon us. Patrick, why do I need to call Kaler Landscaping in the wintertime?
Because I think winter, in my opinion, is the best time to do landscaping. Everything is cheaper then. So my materials are cheaper, my labor is cheaper, everything is low maintenance, you don't have to water a whole lot, all the plants are dormant, they get rooted in by spring, and in my opinion, it's just the best time to do landscaping.
Yeah, but what if the plants die or something like that?
They're still guaranteed for a year, we replace them for free, labor or materials.
And you come out and give free estimates too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I was wrong, wintertime is the best time. Let me ask you, what if I just want to redo the whole thing, can you come out and give me a free estimate on that?
Yeah, we would start from scratch. I would lead you through the whole bidding process from where we would show you the plans, the designs, everything. Same warranty, and all that is free.
All right. So wintertime, good time. Kaler Landscaping, award-winning Kaler Landscaping. Call them at 379-5074. Customer satisfaction, very important detail, 379-5074.
This is Dawn Steimer from Mastery Modelers. Let's take all of your ideas combined with our designer and 20 years in the building business to assure you of a masterpiece. Mastery Modelers, 458-0416, 458-0416. So you've decided to stay in your home and you want to feel ageless. Well, if you need a little help with designing your bathroom, maybe a zero threshold shower or a comfort height commode that still feels like a spa, from the best design to our shopping service to the final cleanup, Mastery Modelers, 458-0416.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know what? I know it's early, and if you're not retaining everything we're talking about, we are talking with Steve Payne from Containers for Sale. There's a really easy way to catch up. How do you do that? Well, you go to newstalk987.com and go to weekend shows. Once you get there and you get to the Around the House page, which is super easy to find, just scroll down a little bit. You'll see the podcasts of all the shows that we have. And you can pick up the Container Show today, shortly after the broadcast. But even if, you know, if somebody you know is interested in containers, you can tell them about News Talk 987 weekend shows. And gosh, I heard a whole show on containers. Well, that's where you're going to find it. Nowhere else in East Tennessee are you going to find a container show. How cool is that? We're just glad to have you, Steve.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. So when we're trying to get a hold of you, can I give out your cell number?
Yes.
Is that okay? Okay. Yeah. Again, he's from South Carolina, so this is an out-of-state number. So it's area code 614. area code 614-390-6512. 614-390-6512. So simple to get a hold of him.
Yeah, call or text.
Yeah, okay, so text is okay too.
Yeah.
It's perfect. So text Steve during the show. Don't call him. But if you text him and he will call you back, just give him your name and he'll call you back, and then you can have a one-on-one conversation with an expert that has an engineering background. So cool to have you here. Let's talk about uses for shipping containers, because really the sky's the limit with this.
Yeah, it's up to your imagination.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you go online, for those of you that are listening that think, oh, you know, this is going to be hideous. Well, go online and look at some of these designs, because it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, some of these are, people are doing some neat things with them. Swimming pools.
Yeah, I saw the swimming pools. I thought, wow, that's really cool.
I've seen a portable swimming pool system built out of one. you just set it up, fill it, and then plug it in.
Wow, that's funny. So they are seriously watertight.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're putting this in the ground.
Yeah, if you bury up against it, just protect the steel with some sort of cool seal or tar or something like that.
Okay.
Coating.
Okay, so just to keep corrosion.
Yeah, keep the corrosion down.
Yeah, yeah.
The steel is actually what's called Core 10 steel, and it's a corrosion-resistant steel.
Okay.
Itself. You've probably seen the large electrical towers that were all brown.
Yeah.
Almost looks like wood. That's Core 10 steel.
So it's supposed to rust.
Yeah, it gets a surface rust,
right.
And then that protects the actual steel.
Oh, okay. And you see that on commercial buildings sometimes.
Yeah,
because I think, whose idea was it to let this rust? Well, then I found out about this other steel and thought, aha.
Yeah. I've seen some containers, most of them, the newer ones anyway, say repair only with Core 10 steel. And you'll see a patch or something once in a while that they didn't use Core 10 steel on. And that patch is just rusted all over.
Shot,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So if you see surface rust on these products...
It's usually not a problem.
It's not a problem.
No.
Because it would scare the average person if they saw that, if they were thinking about using this for a dwelling.
Yeah. But no, it scraped right off.
All right, so let's get into this. But we want to hear from you. What are you thinking about these containers? What kind of storage are you thinking about that might be good for you? Maybe you have a piece of property up in the mountains and you just want a place to hang out with your family. Well, go look at container design, because man, there are some gorgeous ones out there. You can reach us right now at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Tiny homes. Perfect.
Yeah. Had a lot of people have interest in building tiny homes out of them.
Yeah.
But a 40 footer is not so tiny.
No. No, but the 20 is.
The 20 is. And it's something, if you had a trailer heavy enough, regular 14,000 pound bumper pool, you could put it on that trailer, attach it to that, build a home out of it, and actually have it mobile.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I've had some customers use them as mobile field offices.
Okay, now there's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Most of those mobile offices aren't on wheels. You know, they drop them.
Right.
They'll pick them up later.
Right.
This guy moves it enough where he just wanted it on a little bumper pull trailer. He pulls behind his dump truck.
That's a haul, though. That's some serious weight on there.
Yeah, I mean, you're pulling 10,000 pounds.
Yeah.
But.
Ooh, you better know how to drive that 10,000 pounds. All right, so storage units. You see a lot of storage units with requests for containers for storage units. Talk about that. What does that look like?
That is just like your storage unit. You go down the street to put all your mom's attic in.
Okay.
These companies aren't wanting to build new buildings, so we're building a shipping container with three, four, five doors in the side of it and dividers, and then drop them on the ground, and everyone we've delivered, all units have been rented before we even delivered it.
That's brilliant.
And they're making some decent money with them.
Sure.
You know?
Do you have any idea what they're renting for?
It varies from area to area.
Okay. Broad stroke?
I've heard anywhere from maybe $75 per unit on a box with five units in it.
Right.
With four units, they're a little bit bigger. They're getting upwards of 100 a unit.
Wow.
So.
Wow. And these things are bulletproof. I mean, they're just, maybe not bulletproof, but I think they probably are bulletproof, aren't they? Really? I mean, if you got 10 gauge steel, no typical bullet is going to go through that.
Yeah.
It's not like that's what you use them for, but still, I mean, we're talking some serious structure here.
Yeah.
All right. So rental units. So you're talking about finishing the inside as a living space and then renting those out as rental units?
Yeah.
I saw that online.
Some people have been thinking about doing that. Apartments.
Okay.
Stacking them up as apartments.
Okay.
I've seen external elevators that attach to the outside of buildings.
You could do that with a vertical unit. Can you set these vertical?
Yeah, you could set them vertical.
Okay.
And you could even, you know, a 40-foot high cube's 9.5 feet tall, so you got two of them. You're almost at 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You can stack a 20-footer vertical and use it as your stairwell.
Yeah, there you go. Level. You could use it as an elevator shaft too, right?
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. These are pretty cool. And really, you know, if you can, I mean, it's basic putting a puzzle together. If you can stack 20 by 8 foot by 8 foot, 8.5 feet, right?
Yeah.
Pieces, you can stack them in any configuration you want.
Yeah.
And design. And if you look at some of the designs that are coming out, there's a lot of very square, modular looking design out there right now.
Yeah.
That containers are perfect for.
Yeah. Just stacking blocks.
Okay. So art studios. Talk about art studios.
Yeah. I've had some people approach me. We've built a couple of art studios where we put in large windows in the side to let in a lot of light. And then they can open the end doors and then their sliding door or whatever have nice airflow in there and it gives them a good space to work. It's quiet.
Wow.
Secure.
Wow. So it is quiet. I wondered about that, if it was quiet. So it's a sound insulator because they're so thick?
Yeah, it's so thick. And if you add some insulation to it, it will deaden a lot of noise outside.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
If you're sitting inside of one talking, people outside can't really hear you.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right, so auto shops. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know how you're going to put a hoist in there, but
you got to stack them too high.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can, you know, put two containers a little further apart and build a roof structure over it because the containers will support all the roof.
Sure.
And then you know, you can use the top of a carport if you want to go kind of cheap, or you could build a nice structure with trusses.
Yeah.
And have a nice barn.
Oh,
you know,
that's
a great
idea.
Secure, lockable storage on the sides.
That you don't have to deal with rot and termites and all this, because there will be no termite damage.
Yeah, they're sealed up so tight, they're impervious to insects,
that's crazy.
Rodents, anything.
What kind of gaskets are on these things that they seal so tight?
The front gaskets are a real thick rubber gasket.
Okay.
They're triple sealed on the doors.
Ah.
And then the rest of the container, every seam is fully welded.
Okay, so it's the welding that holds. Okay.
And then even the floors, it's an inch and a quarter thick marine grade plywood that is actually glued down and screwed down. To the steel structure.
Wow.
So even between the floor joist, everything is glued.
Okay.
And sealed up. Yeah.
Wow. So Do I have to set this, technically speaking, do I have to set this on a footer, on a slab, on posts? How does this set up?
No, you know, we can drop it right on the ground.
Right on
It'll
the ground.
It'll be fine. Hmm. Sometimes if you're in a wet area.
Well, there's where I'm headed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's best to put it on some railroad ties, 4x4.
Railroad ties. Yeah. Those will rot, though.
Over time. We can't really drop it right on blocks. Or concrete, because the weight, when it comes down on that small area, it cracks it.
Oh, sure.
But a 40-foot high cube only weighs about 8,500 pounds. You can actually pick a corner of it up with a floor jack, and then you can slide the railroad tie out, and then you could stack some block or pour a small concrete pad right under the corners, and then you can let the jack down, and it'll sit right
on there. Okay.
Just, you know, if we try and drop it on there, it always cracks the block.
Okay, so this is experience talking.
Yeah. I've had people want to put cement blocks under and stuff, and it just crumbles them.
Well, in your roll-off situation, you could drop it and have somebody pick it up with a crane later, right?
Yeah, and set it on top of another
container.
They got
to be craneable, because that's how they move these onto the ship, right?
Yeah, each corner has, there's huge lugs in each corner. That's how they attach them to each other, them to the chassis, tie them down.
Okay.
And it's basically about a 9x9 chunk of steel with holes cut through it.
Good.
So you can go up through the bottom or the side or the front and attach to it.
With a hook.
Strap it, chain it, pick it up.
All right. So you could do a foundation.
Yeah.
You just can't do it in like a once and done deal.
Yeah.
It's a two-step process.
Yeah. We can't drop it right on your foundation.
Right. Okay. So chances are this is not going to be something that the city is going to be real happy about. Container homes.
I haven't really.
Is this not more of a county, rural thing?
Normally people are more rural when they're doing this. Yeah. They've got some mountain land and they want something durable. A tree falls on it, it's not going to hurt it.
Right.
You know?
You can't break into it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but second homes, that's a big deal. Especially second homes in the mountains, because I have friends that have second homes and, you know, they're real concerned about that. They put a lot of valuables in there that they don't want to have to haul every time they take their family up there.
Yeah.
Well, container, how much more secure could you get?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. So when you cut in windows and doors, do you do that?
Yes, we do that.
You do that?
Yeah.
So somebody's got to have a plan before we start hauling containers around.
We don't do any cutting until we get some sort of a drawing from you and some rough estimates, unless you just say, I want a door in the center of the left side.
Right.
You know, we can do that, no problem. But if you want a window here, door here, something like that, you know, give us an idea, and then we can cut it in wherever you want.
So if I gave you rough openings, you could handle that?
Yes, yes.
So what happens to the structure of the wall if you cut in for 2 8-foot doors?
It won't. That's not enough to hurt it.
These things are built like tanks.
After we cut the hole in the side as well, we weld in 2-inch square tubing to give us, for one thing, it gives the flat surface to mount the door to the window to anything like
that. So the inside of the opening is where you put these tubes.
Yeah, we cut the opening so it'd be 4 inches wider and 2 inches taller for a door.
Right.
And then we weld in that tubing.
So I'll give you the rough opening, and you're going to make it bigger so you can put the tubing in, and then I'll get the rough opening that I want.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. What about windows?
Same way.
So there's not really any amount that I couldn't cut minus the corners, because you told me off air that the strength is in the corners.
Yeah, you can't cut the corner out of it,
right?
But you could cut just about everything else.
Wow.
You couldn't cut the entire side from top to bottom out.
Sure.
Because, you know, you'd have to leave a good foot at the top to, you know, as a header,
like
or something
header.
To stiffen it.
Yeah.
Or some columns in there, you know, foot wide, 10 inches wide.
Well, you could line up windows with a column in between.
Yeah.
And just go the whole length with a small column in between, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't hurt the integrity.
No.
It doesn't hurt wind.
No.
No whipping at all.
No.
These things are
durable.
Beastly. They're beastly. Can I bury it?
For burying it depends on how deep you bury it.
Okay.
You need to shore up the wall some, because the weight of the dirt, earth you put all around it can kind of just bow them in.
Well, hydrostatic pressure is rough.
It's a lot, you know? But if you build a structure inside to shore that up, then you can bury them.
Okay, a structure inside the container?
Yeah.
So it's just stiffening the wall.
Stiffening the walls, yeah.
So you could build an earth home.
Yeah.
With these containers.
Yeah.
Man you cave.
You got your insulation, your AC already built into the dirt.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so what's the cost of this?
A typical container, 40 foot delivered here, runs about $3,000, delivery included, everything.
Wow, that's not so bad.
For 40 foot high cube.
A 40-foot high cube.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the big
one.
That's
awesome.
Delivered.
9.5-foot ceiling.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking building now.
Yeah.
So 9.5-foot ceiling, 8 feet wide.
Yes.
40 feet long.
Yeah.
You're going to get anything less than that. But we're still got insulation, windows, doors, all HVAC, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, because that's kind of a mouthful. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls and taking your questions about how are we going to make this a livable space. Well, it's not as hard as you think. We'll return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat.
Hello again, this is Matt White with White's Marble Works. Over the past 2 decades, I've been telling you about our company and the high-quality granite, marble, or quartz countertops we provide. During that time, we have grown to be one of the largest countertop companies in Tennessee. Let our designers and craftsmen help you get the home you've always dreamed of. We have hundreds of colors, styles, and types of stone to choose from for your kitchen or bath. Call us today at 423-337-2138 or visit us online at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
Are you missing a piece of the cybersecurity puzzle? Let Computer Depot help you get all the pieces in order. Call Computer Depot Business Solutions today for your free network assessment. 947-0749. That was 947-0749.
Every year, kids count on Santa Claus to make Christmas special. Williams Door Company is a company you can count on 365 days a year. Williams has been family-owned and operated for over 45 years. That's why saying thank you and Merry Christmas to their loyal customers is as important to them as providing great service and quality Clopay garage doors. You see, at Williams Door Company, customers always have been and always will be their first priority. Great service and installation is what you can depend on from Williams Door Company. So give your home a fresh new look this holiday season with a Clopay garage door that's designed for beautiful, long-lasting performance. During this joyous season, the Williams family and their employees want to wish you and yours the best of the season. And when you need garage door service or sales, just give Williams a call at 539-0222. Williams Door Company, Sherway Road in West Knoxville and Lee Highway in Chattanooga.
Williams Door Company.
That's 539-0222.
Thousands of people will come to CARM for help through the holidays, and children will come hoping for just a little bit more. To find out how you can make the Christmas wishes of a homeless child come true, call 673-6540. And from our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
For tonight, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies across East Tennessee. Patches of fog late, lows fall to 45 degrees. Then for Saturday, look for a partly sunny day, high of 63 with some spots of rain in the Smokies. Saturday night, scattered clouds down to 41. Then for Sunday, mostly sunny at 62. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist David Aldridge.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thank you so much for listening every week. You've made us the most listened to show on the weekends, and we're very honored to have your presence here this morning. Such a great show, Containers for Sale. Steve Payne is with me live in studio. Steve, of course, doesn't live in Knoxville. He lives closer to the ports. So he's in South Carolina, but drove in for the show. Very grateful to you. Very, very grateful for you coming in. And this is a big deal. We're talking about containers, living, storage, maybe an art studio, maybe a dollhouse for your grandchildren. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe a second home.
Yeah.
And while we were on the break, Jonathan called in and he wanted to know, he has apparently some property on the mountain. One of them. And he lives on a bluff, and he wants to put a 20-foot container up there, but he was concerned because you said you had 40-foot trucks.
I actually have a 20-foot trailer just for 20-footers as well.
Okay, good.
So we can get that in real tight spots.
He wasn't sure if you could turn around, I think was his problem, is like, what are we going to do to get you up there? I don't think you want to back up with a 40-foot trailer all the way up a mountain.
We've done it before.
We've done it before, he says. I love it. This guy's an adventurer. You've lived in Australia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I lived in Australia for a little while.
Right.
Traveled all over South America,
right,
through Europe.
That's cool. So you really are, you know, you've seen a lot of different things that we don't necessarily see here every day. And I love that because when I travel on mission to Zimbabwe, Africa, I see things I've never seen before. Some good, not so good.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can see the opportunity for container homes there big time.
Yeah,
big
overseas.
Time. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I remember some little bars in Australia would be a 20-foot container. This is before I got into
sure.
the container
oh,
thing.
Oh, sure.
But I noticed stuff like that. And they cut it so just the side would flip open. There was a bar right there attached to it. And then they would start serving drinks and cocktails.
And when you close it up, it's completely secure.
Yeah, it's completely secured.
Well, see, that's the thing. In a tropical climate, it's a shoe-in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah.
a no-brainer to have some small business. If you can get permission, if you need permission to put down a container, you've got your business.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the other things that we need in order to make this livable or inhabitable for a business,
yeah,
there's going to be some basic needs. Water, electrical, HVAC in most countries.
Yeah.
We're doing HVAC. You know, the plumbing is going to be an issue. How is all this done? Can I cut a hole in a container?
Yeah, you can cut a hole through the side, you know,
okay,
if you've got a metal hole saw,
sure,
something like that.
A hole saw go through it?
Yeah, yeah,
really?
Hole saw can go through it if you've got a metal blade for the hole saw.
Well, of course, of course. Or spin it backwards.
Yeah.
Done there, done that.
you can use a grinder, cut off wheel, something like that to cut,
okay,
it.
Okay.
But plumbing, I mean, how the floor is made, the steel supports of the floor are every 10 inches.
Wow.
So there's enough room, like if you're going to mount a toilet to the floor,
right,
you could actually drill your hole in the plumbing right underneath.
Okay.
The high cube containers also afford you the extra room inside where you could put a false floor in, run all your plumbing underneath, and then it's all inside the container.
I like that idea. I like
and
that
then,
idea.
You know, there's some insulation systems for these.
Oh, that's my next question is that seems like a challenge to me.
Yeah. Spray foam works,
right,
you know, if you've got everything in there already. There's a company called InSoFast,
mm-hmm,
that builds an insulation system for containers.
InSoFast.
Yes.
InSoFast. Okay.
Yeah. And it is actually shaped like the container, the corrugations.
Really?
So you basically put these panels up and it's got chases right in it for electrical going vertical and horizontal.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then once this is installed, it's got attachment points in the insulation. It's like hard foam boards.
Okay.
I think they're plastic ties and stuff in them, but you can screw right to for drywall, paneling, or whatever kind of wall surface.
Okay.
You want.
So your finish.
Yeah.
It gives you a way to do that.
Yeah.
How,
yeah,
does the foam attach to the container?
They have some special glue.
So it's glued in.
Yeah,
glued in. Okay.
Yeah. And once it's in there, and each panel actually attaches to the next panel as well.
Okay. So it interlocks.
It all interlocks.
See,
and
that's
then it
brilliant.
Glues up, and yeah, then it actually goes in fairly easy.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great. Systems are everything.
Yeah.
We systematized our company about 10 years ago. This is our 20th
okay
year. And it changed everything for the client. Because we could tell you exactly what was coming next, exactly
okay
how to do it. We could tell you how we were going to do something so that you weren't afraid. So many times people are afraid because they're in their you're in their house. Same thing with this. If I'm going to live with this,
yeah,
in it, I want to know that this is okay to live in and it's not going to leak and it's not going to, you know,
yeah,
electrocute me. I mean, this is a metal box,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It conducts electricity. So how do I run electrical?
That usually through conduit,
okay,
Nomex, something like that.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. We don't do a lot of the electrical work. We leave that up to mm-hmm electrical professions. But
sure. So the panel on the outside.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you could put a temporary pole outside. About like you could attach it right to the container.
Right.
But you know.
I mean your power box, eventually I've lost it. My circuit breaker box.
Yeah.
Is going to eventually have to be on the outside to power the whole house, right? You can't use a temporary.
No, you can't use a temporary. If this is going to be a permanent structure,
right,
yeah.
But right,
you could even use an indoor panel.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, so you can do this.
Yeah.
So you've done all these, or you know folks that have.
Yeah.
So you know this is code compliant.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
The container itself is
code compliant.
It just depends on how you build it.
Well, yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got plumbing. And we can drill holes, but I think about stackable. So if I'm going to use, say, a 40-foot long, and I'm going to stack another 40-foot long on top of that, and I'm going to use a vertical container as my stair well,
yeah,
or whatever, I kind of feel like I'd want to know where those holes need to go before I start stacking things, because there's going to be a space between, right?
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
There's got to be a space.
There'll be a space between.
Okay.
From where, when you stack them, there's 4 inches between the bottom or the floor and then the top of the next container.
Okay.
So there'll be a small gap right there.
Right.
It wouldn't really, you wouldn't be able to run electrical up and down because the supports going across the container are all steel. So that'd be a lot to try to drill through.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be something where you would want to use a false ceiling in the lower container and run everything up through there,
okay,
or the false floor in the container above.
Right. So you really need that suspended ceiling or whatever,
yeah,
false ceiling, not necessarily suspended because that has a terrible connotation.
Yeah. But, you could frame across.
Sure.
So you can run everything in that chase right there.
All right. So there's your chase.
Yeah.
It's your ceiling.
Yeah.
Now, personally, I would want to access that. So for those of you that are thinking, I don't want a suspended ceiling, if you haven't looked at suspended ceilings lately, don't look at what's in buildings now because they really are pretty. They can look like tin. They can look like anything.
Yeah.
They're really very, very, very nice. And they don't even look like suspended ceilings because all of the structure, all of the rails and all the dividers are hidden.
Yeah.
So it's pretty impressive.
Doesn't look like an office building in your
house. Right. And you can light them. They're even the diffusers for the lighting are pretty. You know, there's just some very, very different things that you can do for that. Hmm. All right. What about HVAC?
I've seen the standalone wall unit air conditioners, portable units. That will cool an entire container easily.
Really?
Yeah.
You could do a mini split too.
Yeah.
The Mitsubishis, if you're familiar.
Yeah. I've seen those overseas a lot.
They're so efficient. Uh-huh. Yes. I bet you have seen them. That's exactly where they started was overseas. And we use them in additions.
Okay.
Because they're brilliant. They're silent.
Yeah.
And they're very efficient.
Most of the time remote controlled.
Yeah, exactly. They're remote controlled. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you say you want it 68, it's going to be 68.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Whether it's heating or cooling, these things are fantastic.
Yeah.
And you can do other than Mitsubishi, but I just happen to like that because I think it's very quiet and very durable and very proven product.
I think that's the one I've seen most.
Is it?
Mitsubishi, yeah.
They're cost effective. I mean, you can spend $3,000 on a unit that will cool every bit of one of those containers.
Yeah.
And then just put a second one upstairs.
Yeah.
They just aren't that much.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. All right. So what about shelving? How do I put shelves up?
Actually, I came up with a little shelf thing I seen somewhere, and I just kind of modify it. So there's hooks in the tops corners, in the bottom corners of the containers.
Hmm.
And I designed this out of one piece of metal is how I make it. And it actually has a hook. So it hangs on the hooks in the containers because they're 3/8 inch.
Oh, I can imagine.
Hook.
This stuff is
everything's big.
Beast.
And it leans against the wall. And then you just slide some 2x10s in the bottom. And then there's a second rail. So in 5 minutes, you can have a shelf system.
Wow.
Without drilling holes in it, without welding in it, with anything. You
well,
know?
You're a welder.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I fabricate all this stuff myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. I'm so glad you're here because this demystifies a lot of the things. You think, dropping a container, well, that sounds good, but what about?
Yeah, because I've had people ask me about, well, you know, how do I attach to it for shelves and stuff? And instead of spending all the money on 2x4s trying to build a big thing inside, we come up with this where you just, 5 minutes, you hang them up, hang 2 or 3, however long you want, slide your boards in there, and then if you want to move it,
so is it strong enough to hold a television?
Oh, yeah. These things, well, I've got a little container at my shop that we use for storing tools and equipment and stuff like that. That's where I prototype build it. And we've probably got 800 pounds on the thing.
Wow.
1,000 pounds.
Wow. Easy. Sure. Because these are made to go overseas in big, huge ships with mega loads on them.
Yeah.
And so everything is made to hold huge weight. Oh, this is just so fun. 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. Final segment coming up with Steve Payne from Containers for Sale. That's a mouthful. When we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Cumulus Knoxville shares the season with some of our business partners.
Hi, this is Karen from Peepaw Spay and Neuter Clinic in Greenback. Merry Christmas and a happy holidays.
Hello, Knoxville, and Merry Christmas. This is R. Larry Smith wishing all of Knoxville a very Merry Christmas, and that R stands for Republican. Happy birthday, baby Jesus.
This is Sue Renfro with Knox Area Rescue Ministries wishing you and yours the peace which passes all understanding. Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Years.
Shop Farragut and the Farragut Business Alliance
wants to wish everyone and their families a very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous New Year.
Hi, this is Lindsay with ISUP Cryotherapy. From everyone at ISUP, we want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Andrew with Fitness Together. We'd like to wish you a Merry, Healthy Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Kathy Agresta with Image 360. And on behalf of our staff, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
And on behalf of everyone at Cumulus Knoxville, Merry Christmas.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, if you make your own website, congratulations, you got a website. But if you use Slamdot, you get more than a website. You get results. Slamdot, locally owned and operated for over 10 years. Slamdot, the highest rated digital marketing company in Knoxville. Halloran Hilton Hill uses them. Lots of folks use them. You'll get to the top of the page. Ladies and gentlemen, you want support that can't be beat. You want to do this right. This is your business. Call 238-5600, 238-5600, or slamdot.com.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24-7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House. We're laughing because we have some great conversations off air. And of course, this one was surrounded by Phil Fulmer. And those of you that heard the news, Phil Fulmer is our new athletic director at UT. And we're just very, very, very happy to have Phil back. All right. We're going to set that aside, go back to containers. We've got Steve Payne in here from South Carolina. He doesn't care. No, I'm just kidding. He's just a great guy. Yeah, Clemson. Shh. Containers for sale. Containers for sale. 20 feet long, 40 feet long, 8.5 feet high, 9.5 feet high. On the 40, nine and a half, they call it a high cube,
yes,
which I think is so cool. I'm on a high cube. All right, let's talk about some professional tips that maybe we won't get until we've learned the hard way.
Trying to think here. I guess as you're looking at the container, they've all got dings and dents. Mm-hmm. These things are not lovingly used.
Yeah.
But you kind of want to just check the latches. And when we drop them, sometimes, we check the doors before we leave with it, make sure you're getting all this quality. But if the container is cocked a little bit, sometimes the doors can rack, so they're harder to latch. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just need to jack one side up and level it a little bit just to get that front side.
Okay.
So those doors swing easily again.
Well, it's just like any window or door.
Yeah.
If it's not in a level position, you're going to have trouble with it.
These take a little more to get out of whack,
though. Oh, yeah. Like a big old something running into it.
Yeah.
All right. If I want to buy one, besides checking that, I would assume, and I know you're a professional, so obviously you like me, believe that a professional is the answer to purchasing one that's worth living in. But how do I know who I'm talking to? I mean, this seems like a kind of could be a shady deal.
Yeah, there's some brokers out there that are... You'll talk to them, and it's hard to tell what state they're in.
Yeah.
Because I'll have those guys actually call me to do the delivery for something else, which they want their money up front, And I've had some of them even not pay me for deliveries.
Yeah.
I've also heard stories about people sending all their money to one of them and then never getting a container.
Yeah.
But I've got these, they're in my hand before I deliver them.
Okay.
And
you've inspected them and put your hands on them.
Yeah. A lot of brokers, it's hard to tell.
So someone that's moving them as a profession that you can talk to, that you can actually talk to and relate to, would be someone I might trust more than just calling.
Yeah. And those are guys with a big flashy web page and stuff like that, you look at that and say, wow, this looks like a good company. Mm-hmm. And then you know, you never hear from them again.
Yeah, especially so a red flag might be, I want all my money up front.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like anything else.
We don't, on a standard container, we don't collect anything until we deliver it.
Really?
And even when we get there, you can inspect that container yourself before we drop it.
Okay. So what happens if I say no?
We haven't had that happen very often because usually I'll even send you pictures of the container.
Because you've already seen it. Yeah.
And before we get there, I'll send you pictures of it so you know what's coming.
Okay.
Some of the guys will just send you a picture of a generic container, just what they have, but that's not the one you're getting.
Ah.
You know?
So you're sending the pictures of the real deal.
Of the actual box we're
delivering. This is what you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. We can do that.
That makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I think it gives everyone kind of more peace of mind.
Yeah.
And then knowing that when we get there, they can inspect it, and then they say, well, this isn't really what I'm looking for. You know, we will take it back.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I mean, you know, that's kind of what happens in business.
Yeah.
So if you've already established a price. That's not a negotiable item once you get there.
No, once we get there, the price is what it is.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And do you take a charge card for that? How's the payment go?
Cash or check on delivery.
Okay, so you will take a check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
In all the years I've been doing this, because everybody wants these things, you know, we can also come pick it up.
Exactly. It can disappear.
You know, it can disappear. once you got all your stuff in there, usually you want it to stay.
Yeah. All right. So tell me the wildest story you've had so far.
We were offloading one at a guy's place. He was using a forklift. Because he wanted to take it straight from the forklift to the
foundation.
His site.
Oh, okay.
There, yeah, and he dropped it on its side, rolled it over.
Oh, no.
And all we did, well, you know, I got the truck out of the way, we just rolled it back over flat, didn't hurt it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, these things are seaworthy. They get bounced around like no other.
Yeah.
And, oh, I mean, think about it. They cross the ocean. That's not the friendliest, flattest landscape you've ever traveled on.
Yeah, and to the guys using them, they're just a disposable entity. They don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I have to thank you, Steve. Thanks for being here. Thanks. I just really appreciate it. How do we get a hold of you during the week? What's the best way to get a hold
of you? My cell phone, call, text. We have a CFS Facebook page, CFS Containers, and or my personal Facebook page, Steve Payne.
Steve Payne. That's P-A-Y-N-E.
Yes.
And Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, steve8@gmail.com is his direct email.
Yeah.
But 614-390-6512.
Yes.
614-390-6512. Wow. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy New Year. I hope you have a safe trip back, and I wish you so many blessings in your business. I think it's a great business. And again, I want to thank you for traveling to be with us today.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
All right. Don't go away. We've got another whole hour coming up talking about protecting your home with an expert that you've heard before. But this guy's got it going on. Brian Davis is coming to the studio, and we are going to be talking about all things protecting you, whether you're out shopping or whether you're in your home. After this news break, we'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
These days, news happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% in tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
A 3-0 decision. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump
administration.
Make up
East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7. WOKI.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Hi, Dawn Steimer here, Master Remodelers and host of Around the House on News Talk. If you're looking for an organized company to build your masterpiece, whether it's a kitchen, bath, or addition, call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416. Quote, I wouldn't change a thing, end quote. If you're considering a new kitchen, bath, addition, or combination thereof, our designs and building systems will guide you from design to completion. Our shopping service and attention to detail will make the process painless. Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays. And one year, there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now, we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF by December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
The yeas are 51. And the nays are 49. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Mike Pence in the Senate early this morning. Correspondent Phil Mattingly says Republicans got a big win.
This is a momentous occasion for the Republican Party. This is a momentous occasion for people who have tried to change the tax code for three decades now. It's worth noting, both parties have tried to reform the tax code over the course of the last three decades since that 1986 tax reform plan.
The nearly $1.5 trillion Republican tax reform bill was an urgent political priority for President Trump and the Republicans. It got not one Democratic vote in the Senate. Businesses and higher-earning individuals get the biggest breaks, but others will see lower taxes as well. Independent analysts say the bill will add more than $1.4 trillion to the national debt. I'm Christopher Cruz. In another Senate vote this morning, Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge has been opened to oil drilling. Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington State had tried to block drilling in the refuge. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska had pushed for it. The president is pushing back against reports his Secretary of State's days in office are numbered.
President Trump has taken to Twitter, calling media speculation that he plans to fire Secretary of State Rex Tillerson fake news. The president says Tillerson is not leaving and that while they disagree on certain subjects, they work well together and, quote, America is highly respected again. Tensions have been high after it was reported that Tillerson privately referred to President Trump as a moron over the summer. A top Trump administration official tell CNN that it still appears a change is coming for Tillerson. I'm Ann Cates.
The American Airlines Pilots Union says it has reached an agreement with the airline on overtime pay that will get pilots working over the holidays. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
60 years on the job, an engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory has become the space agency's longest-serving employee.
Sue Finley began working at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory as a human computer more than a decade before the moonshot.
It was not just arithmetic, it was math, and it was programming.
but we didn't call it that.
Finley got her start calculating rocket trajectories by hand, the kind of job mostly filled by women, and given the star treatment in the movie Hidden Figures. Today, at 81, she has notched 60 years at NASA, still breaking ground as a test engineer with NASA's Deep Space Network. I'm Jan Johnson.
Astronomers and the rest of us will be able to see the first and only supermoon of the year tomorrow. The moon will shine 16% brighter and appear 7% larger than its usual size. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome, but I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF by December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
For tonight, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies across East Tennessee, patches of fog late, lows fall to 45 degrees. Then for Saturday, look for a partly sunny day, some spots of rain possible in the Smokies, highs around 63. Saturday night, scattered clouds down to 41. Then for Sunday, mostly sunny at 62. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist David Aldridge.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, well, you missed a great segment, first segment. I promise this segment will be even better. But I want to thank Steve Payne again for coming in from South Carolina to join us first hour. His business is Containers for Sale. Containers for Sale. So you can imagine all the fun we had talking about all this. If you want to pick that up, all you do is go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com, click on weekend shows. Once you get to the Around the House page, shortly after the show, Colin will upload that for us as a podcast. And so you are welcome to hear what Steve had to say. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Being from South Carolina, of course, he's closer to the ports. But we have been talking about, you know, gee, what happens if I need somebody in Knoxville to finish up one of those containers? So Steve and I are kind of having a conversation about that. As a general contractor, doesn't matter if I build a container or a skyscraper, if I've got the license and expertise to do that, which I don't and don't want to do. Thank you for asking. But right now, Brian Davis is here. Brian, gosh, besides being a cool guy, he's a director of marketing and training for SIA Firearms. SIA Firearms, you've been here before and we've talked many times, but you know, this is kind of a time of year that I think we need to pay extra special attention to security, to protecting ourselves. I mean, people know we're out buying a lot of high-end, sometimes high-dollar things, and we're distracted.
Yes, you're distracted. You're changing your behavior patterns. You're out late. You're
right.
You know, you're out partying with friends, and then we'll go Christmas shopping, and you're carrying extra money and all those kind of things, and your head is elsewhere.
Yeah, and that's your most vulnerable point for these people, for predators. And let's face it, they're out there.
Yeah, and this is the time of year where they make their money. You know, stores talk about December as the month that they make their profit for the year. A lot of bad guys. Oh. December is the month they make their profit for the year.
I never thought about that. All right, so we're rushing around, we're distracted, leaving packages in cars. Oh,
yeah.
I get nuts about that. I put things in my trunk out of sight. Not like they don't know they're there.
A lot of cars don't have trunks.
Yeah.
You've got an SUV. You've got a pickup.
Yeah.
You know, a big Suburban or Expedition, it really doesn't have a trunk. You have a rear area.
Right.
One of the things, for instance, you know, I'm a big gun fan. That's no surprise. But I'm not a big fan of having gun stickers on your car. Because what you're saying is, you know, there's a pretty good chance if I smash a window, I'm going to find a gun in there.
Very smart.
But if you, you know, you get to the point where you've got a little car or something that's overloaded to the point you're putting packages all over the seats. Mm-hmm. And so much of this comes down to common sense, but you have to stop and think because, you know, common sense isn't common.
Right.
But it's also this time of year, you're doing things you don't do the other 11 months out of the year.
Mm. So be aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
Huge.
Well, that little voice.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing is people don't want to listen to that little voice that they have, and that little voice is very important. Yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to offend anybody. You don't want to seem like you're a giant baby or whatever, but listen to that little voice. That little voice is there for a reason. Most of the time, if you have a gut instinct and you sit back later and reflect, mm-hmm. you'll figure out why you felt that way.
Yeah. And I think, you know, as we get a little older, I've learned to trust that voice.
Yes.
And as simple as take an extra, you know, blanket with you.
Yeah.
Take an extra amount of water with you. And somewhere along the line, I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that I heard.
Oh, you'll have to go look through my trunk. I've got a shovel in my trunk and all that kind of stuff. Just because it's, very soon I'll have a big, heavy-duty sleeping bag in there. Just because mm-hmm. it's that time of year. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yep.
And a lot of life is just having a plan. The 99% that you do for the 1% that may never happen, what have you lost?
Exactly.
But this is the time of year that, you know, the typical image is the person walking through the parking lot with their arm full of packages, texting on their phone with their head down. Mm. If I'm a bad guy,
that's my target.
That's my victim.
Yeah. Easy.
And it's one of those things that you have to think about. Keep your head up. Keep your keys out.
Mm-hmm.
Just, if I'm a bad guy and I'm trying to pick out a victim, which am I going to pick? The one that looks like they have their act together, or the one that's totally oblivious that I can grab their purse or knock them down and grab their wallet or whatever and run?
Right.
Which is going to work for me better as a bad guy?
Yeah. And it's instant gratification for them because let's face it, we're probably all carrying more cash than we ever do.
Sure.
Any other time of the year, just for convenience.
Sure. Cash and gift cards and expensive stuff you've bought. And, you know, I hope my friends are all buying me expensive stuff.
That's right. Now, you said keep your keys out. Why is that?
Well, if you want to minimize the amount of time it takes to get in and out of your car, you're most vulnerable getting in and out of your car.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of paused in that area right there.
Yeah, and you're stuck.
Vulnerable. Yeah.
You're kind of stuck.
You're putting stuff in the trunk, so you're kind of bent over.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your keys, your key fob out, quick.
Mm-hmm.
Put your stuff in, get in the car, lock your car, you're in a little vault.
Yep. Exactly. I get in and lock my car. I do. And it doesn't matter if it's daytime or not, because I tell you, I saw some things yesterday in Kroger parking lot that I thought, you know, if that guy goes one step further, I'm calling 911.
Yeah.
He's just talking to this person, but he's constantly backing her up. And you could tell she was getting more and more and more uncomfortable. And I'm just watching this and I'm thinking, you know, you got the wrong bystander here because I'm going to do something. I'm not going to just watch and hope it turns out okay.
And when I teach law enforcement and security, one of the things we spend a lot of time on is body language.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because, excuse me. What you're talking about right there is that body language is, you know, if you watch politicians on TV, you turn off the sound and you don't have that distraction. The body language is like, oh, this guy's lying to me.
Exactly.
And you see that in real life. You see that aggressive body language.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm going to do that. I'm going to turn that off and watch these guys. This is going to be interesting.
That's, you know, that's a high-end interrogation technique. What they'll do is they'll have somebody they're interviewing and have somebody in the other room watching with the sound off, and they
is
just make little
that
notes.
Why they're
they
watching?
Well, they'll have one group watching and listening, one guy just watching with the sound off.
Interesting.
Because they'll catch things that the other people don't.
Wow. That's fascinating. And that's true in all walks of life.
Oh, yeah.
All walks of life.
It's very hard to conceal your body language and your mannerisms and things like that. It's just so ingrained into us.
Sure.
But that body language works both ways. You can project victimhood and this prey mentality.
Yes.
Or you can project this shoulders squared, head up,
right.
Your head's on a swivel.
Right.
You're not prey.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy's just going to go find somebody else.
Well, and you know, my kids both live in... One lives in Seattle. One used to live in New Orleans, and she's back home. But they used to tell me all the time, you know, Mom, walk like you walk when you're in Knoxville. Don't walk like you're in a strange place. Walk like you walk like you're in Knoxville, because you carry yourself differently. And I thought, I could never even thought about that. But it's true.
Well, you know, that's the joke about, you know, going to New York City for the first time and walking around staring up at the big buildings.
Exactly.
And that just marks you as a victim. If you walk with purpose, no matter where you go, people think, okay, well, I'm going to go find some easier target.
Mm.
And that's really what it comes down to.
So let's talk about your home and how you can protect your home and how you can make it more unappealing.
The opposite of curb appeal?
Exactly. No, the opposite.
Well, the first thing to do is step back and take a look at your home. And does it look like a target?
Mm.
Are there easy ways to get into your home? You know, one of the things I have on my home is my front door is a solid oak front door to reinforce frame.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a double cylinder deadbolt, the kind that takes the key on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
When we're not there, that key is locked up.
Mm.
I'm up in Fountain City. I love my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them aren't particularly bright.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that all my neighbors could figure out, if somebody's taken my 70-inch flat screen out through a window, I probably didn't authorize it.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times what burglars will do is they'll kick in a back window or back door. They'll open your front door and just load your stuff like they belong there. You can't do that in my house because there's no exterior door that if you can get out without the key. And then when we're home, the key's in the lock. When we have, you know, visitors and things, we keep it there. There's a little hook near the front door.
Right.
But when we're not there, the last person out locks that key away.
Mm-mm-mm.
And we've got dogs and alarms and, you know, dogs are a tremendously good deterrent.
Oh, they're amazing. Nobody wants to have a dog chewing on their ankle.
I've got three dogs that alert me to things that don't even exist. So the real threats I know that they let me know about.
But there's a different sound for a real threat.
Yeah. Well, and it's important too when you have dogs. Our dogs from very young age were trained when they bark at something, we get up and look and we tell them it's okay or we investigate further.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they learn not to just bark incessantly or to not take it seriously.
Okay.
You know, if a dog learns early on that, well, they don't care.
Right.
Well, they learn not to care.
Right.
So it's just one of those things. But I stress all the time, it's having a plan.
Yes. Yes.
How is your plan in your home? How do you look at things? Do you put everything on Facebook? Oh, I'm away. Here's me at the beach 3,000 miles away. Now, you may have somebody homesitting. There may be all kinds of things going on to protect your home, but somebody looking at that is not going to know that.
That's right.
Do you have, you know, is your mail picked up?
Mm.
Are your trash cans put out?
Newspapers. I'm terrible at newspapers.
Yeah.
Sometimes I leave the house in the morning, like today, before the newspaper arrives.
Yeah.
So if I'm gone all day, it's laying there. Now, there are people in the house, but nobody else knows that.
Right.
You know, so it's a deterrent. It's not a deterrent to leave your newspaper out.
Well, and I've had friends that travel a lot. And one of the things I've recommended to them, go buy a used car.
Mm.
Go buy a $1,000 used car. Just put it in the driveway.
That's right.
Have a neighbor move it every 3 days. Just make your house look lived in. Yeah. Timers.
Prepare for the worst.
Yeah.
Prepare for the worst.
I just want, all you want to do is make them go think somebody else is an easier target. Somebody that didn't do their planning and their homework. That's who you want them to go break into.
Something as simple as having your charger by your bedside, charging your bed at your bedside, not out in the kitchen. Because if you have a predator coming into your home and your phone's out in the kitchen, it's not going to help you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a logical thing, but it's common sense. But how many people do not, you know?
Well, one of the things I talk about all the time in some of the training classes I do is I have four things on my bedside table. The first one, I'll spot you. I've got my firearm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't keep around in the chamber because at 3 a.m, I've got dogs. I've got some reaction time.
Yeah.
You know what the second one is?
Mm.
Flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Second rule of firearm safety is don't point your firearm at anything you're not willing to destroy. Mm-hmm. To do that, I have to know what I'm looking at.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a little practice or with a weapons-mounted light, it's really nice because where the light is where your bullets are going to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm headed at is a weapon-mounted light. Yes, that's what I want.
You know what the third thing is?
Mm.
My phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got one more.
One more. Hmm. Baseball bat?
Not with
a gun.
Well, and I tell people all the time, I've worked with a lot of cops. Some of them were very bright, not like Mensa was trying to track them down, but still pretty bright guys. Some of them not so bright, but pretty much all of them, if I called and said, hey, somebody's kicking in my front door at 3 a.m,
mm-hmm.
my house isn't really well marked, but it's the one where the car alarm's going off in the driveway. I've got my key fob. Burglars don't like sirens and lights
and everything else. No.
And we've never been the kind of people, the family, that sets off their home and car alarm.
Right.
If I do that 3 o'clock in the morning, my other neighbors are on their front doorsteps trying to figure out what's going on.
And they're calling 911 because they don't know what's going on and they're sure not walking over there to find out.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's brilliant. So the key fob on your nightstand, the weapon, if you have a weapon of choice, a flashlight, and your phone.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah, it is.
It's easy. That's a nighttime checklist. Just, oh, yeah, I got all my stuff. Okay, now I can rest.
And I'm not a big fan of, like, keeping your keys by the front door. I have a little thing on the dresser right next to my bed that all my stuff goes on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't have any problem calling the cops, letting the cops deal with this at 3 in the morning.
Absolutely.
I would do whatever I could not to have to deal with it myself.
Yeah.
To wait on them.
The only thing that, you know, really I've ever had, well, there was one other incident, but basically somebody came into the complex. I live in a condo and left their door open when they left the vehicle. Well, the police were knocking on all the doors to find out whose door, whose house that was at. It wasn't. The guy was drunk and just walked off.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're not playing around. They will check it out if you give them the chance. But you've got to have a chance to get a hold of people. You know. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Coming up, we're going to talk about how a firearm can be part of your personal safety plan. Brian Davis from SIA Firearms, when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
From a blind street past the bouncer, looking so fine that the band announced you got your tight jeans on and your head done right. All your girlfriends say we throwing down tonight. Let me guess, somebody done you wrong and you're looking for a way to get your feel good home. Get some pictures on the Instagram and show them what is missing. Street no chase, a girl on a mission. Baby, I could be your payback.
When you've gotta go, you've gotta go. We've got you covered with the News Talk 98.7 WOKI mobile app, making you and your phone smarter every day.
I'm with Patrick Kaler of Kaler Landscaping. Wintertime is upon us. Patrick, why do I need to call Kaler Landscaping in the wintertime?
Because I think winter, in my opinion, is the best time to do landscaping. Everything is cheaper then, so my materials are cheaper, my labor is cheaper. Everything is low maintenance. You don't have to water a whole lot. All the plants are dormant. They get rooted in by spring. And in my opinion, it's just the best time to do landscaping.
Yeah, but what if the plants die or something like that?
They're still guaranteed for a year. We replace them for free, labor or materials.
And you come out and give free estimates, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I was wrong. Wintertime is the best time. Let me ask you, what if I just want to redo the whole thing? Can you come out and give me a free estimate on that?
Yeah, we would start from scratch. I would lead you through the whole bidding process from where we would show you the plans, the designs, everything. Same warranty, and all that is free.
All right. So wintertime, good time. Kaler Landscaping, award-winning Kaler Landscaping. Call them at 379-5074. Customer satisfaction, very important detail, 379-5074.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. You've heard me on Around the House on Saturday mornings. Let Master Remodelers design, shop, build, and walk with you through every step towards your new kitchen or bath. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. 458-0416. At Master Remodelers, we listen. We want to hear your ideas, help you with design, and then systematically execute your project into a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. 458-0416.
I worried about Dad living by himself, so I called Andrew Scruggs at Always Best Care, and he sat down with me and discussed my situation. He brought up things I never would have thought of on my own, and the fact that he's local and was willing to tour assisted living communities with me was very comforting. If you find yourself in a similar situation, call Andrew with Always Best Care at 259-7770. Always Best Care. It's as easy as ABC.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're glad you're here. We're talking with Brian Davis from SIA Firearms. Brian, has a list of accolades that are way too long to go through. But you're a former policeman in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? A lot of other things.
Well, when I retired, I moved up here and I got into the private security industry and I worked with people like FedEx and TVA in the state of Tennessee and Covenant Health. Then I kind of retired again. And the managing partner at SIA, Scott Hale, I've known for about a decade. And it took a little while to convince him to get me off the couch. But I took over the training and the marketing for SIA Firearms.
Ah.
And we offer a complete slate of training programs for the novice. And, you know, I grew up in a house without guns.
Really?
I did.
That's shocking to
me. My parents were a couple limousine liberals. No guns and no pets.
Wow.
First thing we all did is move out and get guns and dogs. So I still vividly remember what it's like to be a novice and be behind the learning curve on firearms quite a bit. And I do a lot, I equate a lot of it to driving because, you know, we all had that moment when we first started out driving where it took us, you know, when they're first dumb enough to give us the keys and it took us 20 minutes to adjust the mirrors in the seat and an hour to back out of the driveway.
And 20 minutes for our teeth to stop chattering.
Yeah. And now,
terrified.
And now we do that thing where we're in the car and we're listening to the radio and we're on Facebook and eating a taco and, oh, by the way, driving.
Yeah, by the way.
Yeah. And firearms are the same thing. When you first start, they're really scary.
Yeah.
And TV makes it worse, not better, because they show you a lot of incorrect stuff.
Mm.
But I tell people all the time, it just comes down to physics and physiology. You know how your body works. You know how the firearm works. You make some informed decisions about what's going to work for you. It's a very masterable skill.
Well, it's a big decision.
It is.
If I decide I want to have a firearm that I own, what should I be thinking about besides what? The... obvious.
Well, the first thing is, and you bring it up, it's personal beliefs. There's some people, my wife and I started dating in high school.
Mm.
When we were first together, I was absolutely certain she could not kill another human being to save her own life. She was just that sweet a person.
Yeah.
Once we had kids, oh, she'd smoke them and go right back to sleep. Wouldn't
mm-hmm.
bother her a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time in her life, that was not going to be a good decision for her. And there's people that just morally... they couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be a discussion that somebody has to have because otherwise there's not only no point, but it's actually more dangerous for them to have a firearm.
Yeah, because they'll turn it on you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or, you know, it's a dangerous item there that serves no purpose. It would be like somebody who didn't drive owning a car. Not only is it silly, but it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. True. True,
so,
true.
You know, and then we look at things like the household itself. Who's there?
Mm.
What are your storage needs? We don't have any kids at home anymore,
mm-hmm.
so our storage needs are a little different. We still keep everything locked up.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about storage with little kids and things like that. We do a fundamentals course that we open to children as young as 8.
Wow.
And adults as old as adults get. And have them come in, and it's the first hour of it is guns 101, how
okay.
guns work, what makes one different than the other, how to clean them, how to maintain them, how to store them.
Okay.
The second hour, we use our LaserShot Pro LE firearm simulator.
Now, I can't wait to try this thing.
Oh, it is so much fun.
Oh, I'm going to love this.
They should pay me just to play with it. But it's got a 128-inch screen, and we put a firearm in your hand that recoils and reports.
Hmm.
And we go through the fundamentals of marksmanship in an environment where we can hear each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
where,
wow.
You know, these firearms have the same recoil as a 9mm.
Okay.
But they don't have the bang.
Yeah.
So we can sit there and talk about stuff. We can practice the grip, the stance, the sight picture.
Oh, see, I would love that.
Yeah, and it's...
to get comfortable with the product before you start... it starts firing in your hand.
Well, and it's so nice because the handgun carry permit course is supposed to be like getting your driver's license.
Right.
You're supposed to show up knowing how to drive.
Yeah.
Now, we get people that show up that can't spell gun if I spot them the G, but...
really?
It's a very learnable skill in a full day.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing about the simulator, before they ever go to the range, we can work out all this basic stuff. So it's not all new when they get to the range. They're shooting at targets exact same size.
Well, it builds you confidence.
Yeah.
The confidence comes.
And the safety level.
Mm.
Because I can stand right next to them. I can put my finger above the rear side. Oh, can you see this? We can hear each other. If somebody makes a mistake, nobody's going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We do. As a matter of fact, when I'm done here, I'm going to go teach an advanced carry course.
Ah.
Which is the exact opposite of the handgun carry permit course. It's... about 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
and about 2.5 hours of it is all shooting on the simulator.
Mm.
Hundreds of rounds. Things like your car. Your car is one of the most common areas for you to get involved in something.
Yes.
Because you're going into areas that are outside of your control. Your sure. home is fairly a fortress for you in right. more ways than one. But if you think about if you're carrying a firearm on your hip, you're in your car, you've got mm-hmm. nice seat bolsters, you've got a seat belt on. How do you get to that firearm? To it?
Yeah.
How do you deploy it? And how do you deploy it? Say you've got a threat on the passenger side. How do you deploy it without accidentally shooting your passenger? We can do all that on the simulator.
That's awesome.
We can do things like I can show you that when you're down on your behind, you can shoot 360 degrees very, very quickly. But I can't do that.
Sounds
on the
like breakdancing to me. Yeah.
We got the little piece of cardboard out now. But I can do that there that I can't do that on a range.
Right.
And that's one of the huge advantages to that.
Wow.
But it's something when you look at having a firearm as part of your self-defense.
Well, and see, that's part of it, Brian, because I have a firearm and I have it in my home, but I don't have a carry permit yet. And I'm not sure if I want to carry it because of the things you just talked about. I would be uncomfortable if I had a passenger in there.
Sure.
If I got, you know, some uncomfortable situation, when to shoot, when not to shoot, when am I okay, when am I going to end up in jail? I mean, you know, these are really, really live things
they
that
are.
We need to know.
And it just comes under training. In the carry permit course, they go over all the legal issues, when you can use force, okay. what happens if you do it poorly. Mm. But I have friends that live in big cities where they don't drive. They take mass transit everywhere. They still right. have driver's licenses.
Right.
I tell people all the time, your carry permit is really just a skill set. If you take that and put it in a drawer and never carry on the mean streets of Knoxville,
right.
you're probably going to be just fine.
Sure.
But if something changes in your lifestyle dynamic, you don't have 90 days to wait for the state of Tennessee to grant you that right.
True.
So it's a life skill. And if you're going to have a firearm in the home, you need to know how to use it the same way as if you have a car in the driveway.
Absolutely. So what about picking a firearm? Because as a woman, you know, my grip, my hand, my ability to contain, pull back, you know, the hammer, what do you call
yeah,
it?
The hammer.
Hammer?
You
okay,
got it.
Okay, woo! The hammer is different than yours.
It is.
It is.
Well, and it's funny, about 20 years ago, the firearms industry discovered ergonomics. And it must have been a really exciting meeting. Hey, write this down, we're all different. And now you can get firearms in all kinds of different sizes with grip panel inserts. But a lot of what it comes down to is putting stuff in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's the same as getting a rental car that you hate for no good reason. It's not going to get better. If you don't like how it fits in your hand, you can't work the controls, you can't work the trigger, it has
never
a grip safe.
Be comfortable.
It's never going to get better mm-hmm. for you.
Right.
It comes down to what's going to work for you, and then it comes down to your skill level, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about those kind of things. We put stuff in your hand, you know, working the action on a semi-automatic pistol.
Mm.
If you're using the proper technique to work the slide, and most people aren't, and you still can't do it, well, that's probably not the right gun for you. I tell people all the time, you want to carry the largest firearm in the largest caliber you can comfortably carry and comfortably shoot.
Now, why?
Well, people will go out and buy big 1911s, big, you know, 45 yeah. ACP man stoppers that if I threw the bullet at you from here would hurt. And they're great guns,
yeah,
but they're a pain to carry.
Oh, some of these things look like cannons.
I know big guys that carry them all the time. I know people that make the accommodations to their wardrobe to carry them.
Really?
But if, you know, you don't, then that $2,000 custom 1911 sitting at home on your dresser doesn't do you any good.
Mm-hmm.
Or they go out and buy these little teeny pocket guns.
Yes.
Little pocket guns are tougher to shoot than big guns.
Really?
Yeah, there's less grip area. Everything's smaller and mm-hmm. tighter. The mm-hmm. little barrel, little springs.
Well, they don't even fit my hand. My hand towers over that gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what it comes down to initially is putting some stuff in your hand. How does that feel?
Mm.
Because if it doesn't feel good from the moment you put it in your hand, it's not going to get any better.
Will I ever get over the sound of that gun going off?
You will. It probably took me about 10,000 rounds before I don't blink on the range, but you get there.
See, it's the blinking, I think. If I'm blinking, how am I going to aim?
Well, but the thing is to get everything lined up first.
Yeah, obviously.
So, but we talk about that. You know, one of the things I'm a big proponent of is having both eyes open when you shoot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't do that.
I've heard that. Some
yeah.
people, it's kind of like, what else would I do? Maybe, bow and arrow.
Yeah.
You know,
well, precision shooting, but it's self-defense shooting distance is 8 feet, 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, what happens with most people is when they learn to do that, everybody wants to crank the target way out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how you do it. You start up really close. I tend to turn the target over, put a dot on it, 3 feet, both eyes open, and then we go to 5 feet, and then 7 feet. Past about 15 feet, you don't need to.
See, this is so smart. Thank you for being here, Brian. I appreciate
enjoy doing
it.
This.
You know, we can talk about these things, but when you talk about this with someone that's done this his whole adult life and done it as a living, there's a whole different conversation going on. It's a common sense approach to things that you take for granted, but have broken down into simple things that people that haven't grown up with this their whole life can transfer into their life. And that's a skill that you have that I really appreciate. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Brian Davis from SIA Firearms is in the house. If you have a question about buying a gun, about carrying a gun, about a gun scenario, this is the guy. 656-8255. Coming up with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply is in Bearden, and they're open to the public. Why do I say that? Well, because that's where all the guys that you see driving around with trailers and equipment, that's where they go to get their supplies. They get their equipment serviced there, they buy their equipment there, and they get solutions to situations in their everyday business that are going to be given to you as a homeowner. How does that work? Well, you just walk into Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply on Balm Drive in Bearden, and talk to the professionals, John Gardner and his team at 6305 Balm Drive in Bearden. They've got it going on, whether it's repair, winterizing. Guess what? They winterize your unit, and in the summer, when the first time you want to mow, it's ready to go. You don't have to do anything except start it up, and you know what? It's going to start. How cool is that? We've all been there. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy. Located on Balm Drive in Bearden, 6305 Balm Drive, 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask, are you getting the best rate? And Health Markets offers a free service to help folks maximize their Medicare benefits and save money.
The enrollment period for Medicare has already started. What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. It's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare service is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
The deadline for enrollment is just days away, so you need to act now. Call 800-596-7582. 800-596-7582. 800-596-7582.
For tonight, look for partly to mostly cloudy skies across East Tennessee. Patches of fog late, lows fall to 45 degrees. Then for Saturday, look for a partly sunny day, high of 63 with some spots of rain in the Smokies. Saturday night, scattered clouds down to 41. Then for Sunday, mostly sunny at 62. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist David Aldridge.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House, the most listened to show on the weekends. We're so happy to be of service to you. We really find, like, I learned something every week. And speaking of that, Brian Davis from SIA Firearms is in the house, and we are live. During the break, Denise called. She said she's tired, and she doesn't want to be on the line, but she wanted to ask a question, so I thought I'd ask you, Brian.
Okay.
How can Denise, or anyone really, enroll in your classes?
Well, if they call the store.
Mm-hmm. Which is the number is?
851-9108.
Oh, 851-9108. Okay.
Or they go to our website, which is siafirearms.com.
Okay.
Our full training calendar is there. We try and keep a 3-month training calendar out.
Okay.
We have an advanced carry class once a month, first Saturday of every month.
Once a month.
Once a month.
Nice.
We try to keep our classes small. We don't try and do, 40 or 50 people in a class.
Good.
About our maximum class is about 20 people.
Mm.
The advanced carry class, we generally only have about 10 because it's a very active class.
Mm-hmm.
But our whole training calendar out to 3 months is there. I'm just about to get February put up on there.
Okay.
So they can see we have a handgun carry permit course every Sunday, two Saturdays a month. And we have a split daytime class where it's 4 hours on Tuesday and 4 hours on Thursday.
So this is an 8-hour class.
It is. The state of Tennessee mandates exactly what gets taught in the handgun carry permit class.
Okay.
And we also have a split weeknight class for people that can't put a full 8 hours into something
like
that.
That's a long day after a work day.
Yeah, but our whole training calendar is there, but she can call the store and they can take her registration over the phone.
Okay.
And we'd love to have her there. It's a fun class.
All right. What is the cost for the class?
Well, we have two levels. If you have your own firearm and you're very proficient with it, we have people show up. And again, I tell people all the time, you go for your driver's exam, you got a Maserati. Maybe you take the Honda Civic.
Uh-huh.
When I went for my motorcycle endorsement, I didn't take my 1200. I took a buddy's little 275.
There you go.
Because adults get nervous when they get tested.
Yes.
We're talking about training and stuff. And in my class, I talk about, tactical Tommies and Chairborne Rangers and Mall Ninjas.
Mm.
Just because you know how to do something doesn't mean you know how to teach it to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different skill set.
Huge.
When I was younger, I was not a very good trainer. I didn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Got older, I got better at it. Mm-hmm. I like it. I really enjoy when that aha moment happens, light comes on in their eyes and people figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's precious.
It is.
It is.
And it's, and it's, these are the kind of skills that are important, life skills, and you're transferring them on to someone else. I go to the range a lot and I see daddies training their daughters.
Yes.
And the daddies really don't know what they're doing, but by God, the daughter's going to learn every bit of it. So
right or wrong, she's learning.
When my wife got her permit, I sent her to somebody else that I trust. It's like, it's like a haircut.
Well, it's like, and I've trained many of my friends' children how to drive.
Yeah.
Because they can't do it.
Oh,
they just cannot do it. I said, give me that. Just bring them over here.
I farmed that out to somebody else. Well,
you're too close.
Yeah. And it messes with
Makes
your
sense.
Head. And they also don't listen to you as much because you're just dad or you're just mom.
Right.
Whereas a professional instructor, first of all, instruction is a thing in itself.
Right.
Teaching somebody something requires a different skill set than just doing it yourself.
Absolutely.
There's stuff I know how to do that I've not been trained to teach someone else to do.
Hmm.
And somebody has to teach you to teach
how
someone
to teach.
Else.
Right.
That's how it works.
It's just not automatic.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about the classes, which are absolutely vital if you're going to have a firearm.
Yeah.
Even if you've bought a firearm and you've had them your whole life, it isn't going to hurt you to take a carry permit class because it may be different than what you did on the farm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, and the carry permit class is one of those things that's, that's like a driver's license.
Mm.
And we know that everybody who has a driver's license doesn't mean they can drive.
Amen.
It's the very lowest level that you have to demonstrate to the state of Tennessee to be allowed to carry a firearm.
Okay.
And it shouldn't be your entire plan. In January, we're rolling out an advanced first aid course with AED and CPR. Because, and it's not just, okay, this is CPR. It's how to splint. It's how to deal with anaphylactic shock.
Nice.
Because just surviving a violent confrontation, if you don't know how to care for yourself or your loved ones while you're waiting on the paramedics to get there, you didn't win.
What you do, is really important in those first few minutes. I've heard that so many times.
And we look at the whole thing as a total package. It's not just this skill or that skill. Life is full of multiple skills.
Well, that's why I like SIA Firearms, and I'm so glad that you are there because of your training, because of your life experience as being a police officer, being the head of security, and being responsible for several different businesses and their security. This gives you a different viewpoint, I think.
Yeah,
it gives you a huge different viewpoint.
I have a perspective, I think, a little different than most people.
Yes.
And I have a very real-world perspective.
Exactly.
I don't think a gun is the answer to every problem. I think it's the answer to a lot of problems.
All right. So let's talk about storage plans.
Okay.
Because as a grandmother with now two children in the house, a two-year-old and a four-year-old, I have separated my ammo from my gun and
eventually it'll be in a safe, but right now it's not. They are not even in the same rooms. So my kids, grandkids don't know that they go together. They've never seen it. That's my plan right now. I'm going to elevate that plan, but.
And that's the fourth rule of firearm safety, or the fifth rule, depending on which list you go down, is you keep your firearms and your ammunition stored separately. Mm. The third rule is you keep your firearm unloaded until ready to use it.
Okay.
So I'm not the person that has a gun every 5 feet throughout my house. I have a little safe right inside the front door that you punch in a combination. The lower half drops down. There's a gun right there. If I have to answer the door, if I come in the house and something looks unusual, mm-hmm. I have a firearm right there.
But that's loaded.
There's nothing in the chamber, but it does have a magazine in it.
Okay. It's ready to go.
I call that my UPS gun.
Oh, they'll be thrilled to hear that.
Now I love UPS. But my dogs hate UPS, but I love Amazon, so they get quite the cardiac workout. So that's known as our UPS gun.
My face, I'm sure. It's a good thing we weren't on Facebook Live. Oh, my gosh. I was like, what?
But it's important that you store your firearms in a manner that keeps them away from unauthorized persons, especially children. And the biggest thing with children is to take the fascination factor out of it.
Mm.
You know, when you tell kids, don't touch that, it's an adult thing. We all know how well that worked for sex, drugs, and rock and roll for us. So, my kids from an early age, they were exposed to firearms. They got Red Ryder BB guns for their 8th birthday. Mm-hmm. They would shoot. We had a little range in the backyard, but we had very strict range safety rules. Their friends would come over, and it was, oh, no, you got to stand there. Oh, your finger's on the trigger.
Mm.
It got to the point, if I got a new firearm, my kids didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
If they ran across a firearm in somebody else's house, the NRA has something called the Eddie Eagle Program. It's a little 30-minute program for kids that says what to do if they come across an unattended firearm. Don't touch it. Leave the area. Tell an adult. You've got to store your firearms in a manner to keep them away from unauthorized person. If a child gets a hold of them in Tennessee and they're stored improperly, you have criminal liability.
Sure.
You certainly have civil liability.
Mm.
But, you know, a good gun safe, a metal one with a key for a single handgun is $20. Mm-hmm. They're not an expensive thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people now are looking at biometric safes.
Yes.
You have to be aware of the biometric safes. First of all, you have to have all 10 fingers of anybody who needs access scanned.
Mm-hmm.
I had a buddy of mine call me quite excited. He had mounted one on the floor of his master bedroom in the closet, scanned all 10 fingers in both of his big toes. Okay, it made him happy. But he explained, biometric safes will not work if your fingerprints are occluded by blood or something like that.
Yeah. If they're too dry.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things, but the biggest scenario is you're hurt.
Yes.
You're trying to get to your firearm and get to it. He's like, I'm barefoot in my house.
Mm.
I can reach down with my toe. It's on the floor of my closet. Even if both my hands are covered with blood, I can get to my gun.
That's awesome.
Made him happy.
I love it. That's
but
a great story. He has a plan.
Yeah.
That's right. So get it, separate the ammunition from the weapon.
Right.
Let's see.
And store it in a manner that keeps it away from unauthorized persons.
Yes.
Don't have a key saved and just keep the key on your keychain. Well, your kids know more about what's going on in your house than you do.
Oh,
I mean, I've raised three boys.
Kidding.
They
know what's
they
going
knew
on.
More. I used to have a hall closet with a deadbolt on it that all my stuff went in there. And the key was on my keychain in my pocket. Not because I was worried about them. They all knew how to work firearms.
Sure.
But they're friends and things. I was never going to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just important to have some kind of plan. If you don't have little kids in your house, you don't do a lot of entertaining, you can have a different manner of storage than somebody who has 10 little kids running around their house all the time.
All right. So I have small children in my home now, and I want to keep my gun accessible overnight.
Okay.
Where does that go?
There are great little safes that aren't biometric, but they're handprint where you reach out, there's a cutout for your hands, and mm-hmm. you push a sequence of buttons.
Mm.
It's made so little hands can't work the buttons all at once.
Ah.
Something like that, either under your bedside table or mm-hmm. bolted to your bedside table or in a drawer near your bed, a closet near your bed, is really nice. They're very easy to get to.
Okay.
Yeah, when you do that, make sure there's a flashlight in there.
Yeah.
So
flashlight's going to be on my gun.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what kind of firearm you have. Weapons mounted lights are a little bulky for people that are going to carry concealed. They've come down in size quite a bit. There's some very tiny ones now.
Hmm.
But there's a grip called the Harry's hold or the cross wrist hold that coordinates a flashlight and a handgun very easily.
Ah.
You could teach it to most people in about 15 minutes, and with a little practice, any flashlight will work.
Okay.
So when I go out at night, I always carry a little teeny flashlight about the size of a roll of Lifesavers.
Yep, me too. Love that thing. Yeah. And they're bright.
Oh, they are. The flashlight technology has improved so much over the last 20 years.
LEDs, oh my gosh. And then they last forever.
They do.
You know, so you don't have to worry about
batteries. And now they're all rechargeable too.
All right, so what's an HCP course?
Handgun carry permit.
Okay.
That's the state of Tennessee's handgun carry permit certification.
All right, so you got 8 hours of training.
Right.
Fundamentals, legal, law issues, range qualification. Yes. What does that mean?
The state of Tennessee requires that you demonstrate proficiency on the range, which means you've got to go to a live firing range. After we've done the simulator, we've worked out all the basics of it. We go to the range. You have to fire 50 rounds in a state of Tennessee approved target. But the thing is, the state of Tennessee is very realistic about this. You're not going to get on this shooting more than 15 feet away from the target.
Oh, okay.
It's so very close-up shooting, because that's what self-defense shooting is.
Yeah.
So you're going to shoot at very close distances.
Okay.
So
that makes a huge difference. Yeah. And you have a time limit for this?
It's not timed per se.
Okay.
But it's, you know, for most people, the shooting portion of this, they're done well under an hour.
Okay.
When I take people out to the range, you shoot at 3, 5, and 7 yards. It's very close in. So for most people, it's not a tough thing to do.
And it's 70%.
It's 70% or better. The way it's scored on the target is anything inside the 7 ring is 2 points. And for most people at these distances, if I cut the 7 ring out and hand them a bag of peanuts, they could throw peanuts and do 70% or better. It's not a challenging course, but it's just like getting your driver's license.
Yeah.
It doesn't turn you into pistolero. Doesn't mean that you can really shoot. It's the first level of demonstrating competence.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Final questions. Final conversations. We return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Are you traveling over the holidays? Wouldn't you like to know what's going on in your home while you're gone? Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. And with our smart home security powered by Alarm.com, your house will be just as you want it to be. Monitor your door locks, temperature, and wireless video from one app on your smartphone. You can be miles away and know that your home is safe and sound. His Security. In God we trust, all others we monitor. Call 474-9495 or hissecurity.net. Tennessee license number 1545.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. Let's take all of your ideas combined with our designer and 20 years in the building business to assure you of a masterpiece. Master Remodelers, 458-0416, 458-0416. So you've decided to stay in your home and you want to feel ageless. Well, if you need a little help with designing your bathroom, maybe a zero threshold shower or a comfort height commode that still feels like a spa, from the best design to our shopping service to the final cleanup, Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
Celebrate the season with Christmas at the Smoky Mountain Opry in Trenton Forge. Come see the largest Christmas show in the Southeast bring to the stage a multi-million dollar production of all your Christmas musical favorites. This show is bigger, bolder, and brighter than ever before, featuring world-class performers, a live orchestra, and the area's largest living nativity, complete with wise men, camels, and flying angels, all celebrating the birth of Christ. Kids of all ages will be amazed as larger-than-life toys appear before their very eyes. And of course, Santa Claus, along with his reindeer and sleigh, make a magical appearance on stage. For a limited time, buy one adult ticket and get one adult ticket free. That's right. Buy one adult ticket, get one free. Treat your family to an amazing Christmas show this year. This is a savings you won't want to miss. Mention code WOKI to take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal today. But hurry, this offer won't last long. Call 865-428-SHOW. That's 865-428-7469. Or visit SmokyMountainOpry.com to buy your tickets today. Merry Christmas.
Are you a news junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Brian Davis is with me from SIA Firearms. He is the director of marketing and training and has the background and the experience to do so. I just love talking to you, Brian. You're just so full of great information.
Didn't know where that sentence was going.
I was careful. It was the pause that got you, wasn't it? All right, let's talk about legal issues,
okay,
because there are a bunch.
Well, the state of Tennessee has laws that define when you can use lethal force,
okay,
or any force to protect yourself or a third person. And the carry permit class, that's gone over. We talk mm-hmm. about things like brandishing. Brandishing gets people into trouble because in Tennessee, there's a law that prohibits the display of a weapon where you don't meet the criteria for self-defense. You kids get off my lawn.
Okay.
That's against
the
law.
Even if you have a carry permit.
Even if you have a carry permit. Yeah, a carry permit is not a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Okay. Which I think a lot of folks think it
is. Well, you know, there's some people, they go through that course, and I have to convince them they're not going to be Batman when they graduate. But that's, you know, they have the exact same rights and responsibilities as anyone that doesn't have a carry permit. They just get to carry their firearm places that they don't.
Right.
So we talk about when you can use lethal force.
Hmm.
What criteria has to be met. Then there's two standards in the state of Tennessee. There's self-defense.
Right.
And then there's Castle Doctrine. Self-defense is walking the mean streets of Knoxville.
Right.
Castle Doctrine is at home or in your business.
Ah, your castle. Okay.
And we talk about that. There's pitfalls to that. One of the things I stress to people in the class is there's no circumstance under which that you would use lethal force to defend yourself if you had other viable alternatives that 2 weeks later you'd be happy with your decision-making process.
Yeah.
Because it's just not going to be a fun experience.
No. No. And you're going to have to live with that forever.
Yeah.
You know, whatever decision you make, you're going to have to live with it.
You are. The moral ramifications to it, the legal ramifications, and the financial ramifications.
Big time. Okay. Yeah. So there are other safety options. Maybe others that aren't as good as a firearm. But you want to talk about the others?
Yeah, there's all kinds of less than lethal options.
Okay.
Each one of them has their pluses and minuses. I'm not a big fan of stun guns. Everybody sees tasers and they think, oh, that's a great way. Well, tasers fail and don't work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And tasers themselves are a very defined item that are not inexpensive and they require training.
Mm-hmm.
The little stun guns that people look at and they order out of catalogs and things like that, the problem is, you've got to make physical contact. You've got
right.
to get close.
You got to let them get close, right.
And my arms are longer than your arms. And they're also just not as effective as you think they're going to be. There's, you know, chemical defensive sprays, pepper spray and mace and things like that. Kimber makes a great little thing that almost looks like a little gun.
Mm.
It's red plastic, but it's got a trigger.
Okay.
And it fires blasts of pepper spray.
But you could get that yourself.
Yeah. We sell those.
If it's windy, you better not be doing that.
True. There's foam-based ones that are a little better on that law enforcement uses for the same reason.
Okay.
You know, and there's batons and things, but then those also require a certain level of fitness and training.
Absolutely.
So, and you know, we train security officers in the use of chemical defensive sprays and batons, and those are courses that we occasionally open to civilians. But it's just, it comes back to what we talked about at the very beginning, is having some kind of plan and knowing where you are in your own headspace.
Wow. There are so many options, and I love that SIA Firearms is not afraid to talk about it, not afraid to train, makes training accessible, affordable, and desirable. I mean, I think there's a lot of listeners today that really feel like I could carry a gun or I could manage this if I had the right training. And you had the people in place to take care of that. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I always enjoy this.
I love it, too. All right. If you want to talk to Brian during the week, you can reach him at 851-9108, 851-9108, or go to siaknoxville.com, siaknoxville.com. All right. It's another show. We've burned another hour. Thank you for being with us. We have had a great time today. I hope you found value in it. Enjoy your week. Have a great Saturday. We'll be back with more of Around the House next week on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
East Tennessee weather can be hard to figure. That's why we bring you weather forecasts all day, every day from David Aldrich, Heather Haley, and the team in the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center. Whether ice and snow, spring storms, or summer heat, you get the latest and most accurate information available, updated 24-7. With the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Bad decisions limit future options. Hello, I'm Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline, heard every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. here on WOKI. Please join me. Let me explain how God's problem-solving devices can make stress optional, even though adversity is inevitable. It's going to be 30 minutes of motivation, inspiration, with no manipulation. That's The Flatline, Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m., brought to you by Rick Hughes Ministries. Find them on the internet at rickhughesministries.org.
The award-winning Crown Plaza in downtown Knoxville wants to host your Christmas or holiday party. With their special group rates, they can host events from 50 to 500. You can stay in one of their newly renovated rooms instead of having to drive home. And with the free and convenient parking garage, your guests don't have to worry about driving and parking. Let the Crown Plaza make your Christmas or holiday party sparkle like a beautiful ornament. Call today, 522-2600, or online at crownknox.com. That's 522-2600, or online at crown with an E, knox.com.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays. And one year, there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now, we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF by December.